Luke Boyko, offensive line, University of Virginia. My first team was, the league was called Ankle Biters. But it was basically, I think my mom was sick of having me around the house in the fall, and she was kind of like, go play football. And so I kind of went out there, you know, I wasn't really one of the better players. I made like the third team, you know, it was called national team. But I was just running around out there. I don't think they had plays, but it's definitely playing offensive line and, you know, just kind of bumping around, bumping into people. Best highlight. I mean, as an offensive lineman, it's not really probably even my highlight. Won a lot of games in the last minute, a lot of big catches, and probably the happiest times on the football field is just running down the field and to celebrate with your teammates in those situations. So we won at Florida State in a night game late, and I think it was in November, May 2nd, the last game. And that was probably one of my best memories, just, you know, silencing 100,000 people doing the war chant. It was a lot of fun. I played hockey growing up. I did play hockey growing up. My older brother broke his arm when he was like a 7th, 8th grader. My mom, and it was already kind of like that and basketball in the same season. So she was already kind of like, we'd go to a hockey game and then like have to rush over to a basketball game. She was like, you can pick one. I obviously chose basketball. Hockey's expensive and not great sport down south. So it's been better now because, you know, usually we're staying in the hotel, and I've been lucky enough. I went to college, obviously, with Austin Pastor, and I've moved in with him. So it's kind of been like been able to separate, you know, football from just downtime and relaxing. Wow, definitely can't go into detail on that one. Nope, no, lips are sealed. Austin's a good dude, though. I mean, he had a lot of fun in Virginia. You know, those Canadian guys, they come down here. Asparagus Farm, you know, it was like UVA or Charlottesville is like a bustling metropolis for him. It was like New York City. So, I mean, I'd have to have like a PowerPoint up or something and be able to be like, you know, we're doing like the high and tight. And he's like, oh my God. Like, you know, like wrist below the elbow, just kind of like ripping into people. Like, just like high energy, just craziness.